Southern Freeze with Freeze. What a great tune. Absolutely superb tune right here on Colourful Life with me, Rosemary Laye. 11:21 is the time if you just tuned in. A very good morning to you. We have the one and only Mr. Hilton Samuel in the house this morning. Hilton Samuel, of course, he's our relationship expert, the love god, as I like to call him. Now, Hilton's remit for what today was to tell us about dating, you know, tips. Five dating tips. And then Hilton turns around and said, oh, I don't believe in dating. Isn't that right, Hilton?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us more. Why don't you believe in dating?
Well, first of all, let's take the history of dating. Dating in our Western modern context is actually a very recent phenomenon. Prior to that, most people lived in tribes and villages. And if you want a mate, you just choose someone next door, the neighbor, or, you know.
You just go ahead.
Yes. Or your mom and dad, they would choose someone for you. What, isn't that nice?
Oh, it is lovely.
Not having to go to the hassles of being rejected over and over again, and someone just simply choose for you. After the mass population explosion and people moved out of their villages into the towns, urbanization took place, then what transpired is that the people that you want to get involved with romantically, you're bumping into a whole horde of strangers. So hence, from that context, what transpired, people began to want to find out about this prospective partner. And the whole dating thing actually emerged from that. So people decided that they're going to be meeting each other at specific times. And from that, we have our modern dating.
Yes.
Now, dating in itself, what lots of people do for dating is primarily, okay, let's meet up for tea or coffee, or they are taken out for dinner and things. Let me tell you some of the disadvantages of dating.
Okay.
Now, if I meet you, you're a lovely young lady, and I'm interested in you, and I approach you and ask you to come out with me. Inherent in that request, embedded in that, is the thought or the idea that I like you.
Absolutely.
Now, you are placed in the position to either reject me or say yay or nay. If you say yay, you are actually saying that there may be a chance of you liking me.
It's true. Or I'm after a free meal tonight.
In our day and age, you could. So again, you're back. You have to decide then and there. If you say no, you are apparently rejecting the person.
Yes.
If you say yes, you are leading on the person. And let's imagine that you say yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go out with you. Then a couple of things happen. You are actually placed in a position now that you have to put on your best behavior. Most or some women that I know, they go and buy clothes and shoes and bags, and they get all their girlfriends all lined up to powder them. And it's a big deal. It's actually a big deal.
Yes.
Now, if your date doesn't show up, you're out of pocket. You know, if you're left standing, as they would say, you're out of pocket. Then you go on this date and you have to
you have to perform, don't you?
It's a stage thing. The object of dating is to get to know someone.
Yes.
That situation that I've just described, you are actually like a performer, performing, trying to impress the person.
Yes.
So hence, I suggest to people that dating is counterproductive. And usually the man wants to impress the woman and takes her to one of the most expensive places. And, you know, the whole traditional thing about it, some men spend more than they could afford.
Yes, yes, and, no, I'm with
and,
you.
And if the woman is after a free meal, like you're saying, she actually dictates the most expensive things, you know, if she's a gold digger. Now, so,
but you see, but that is only like a first date, and on the first day, and I don't think there's any harm in it, because you do try to impress, don't you? And then when you're relaxed in someone's environment, someone's company, then the reality, you know, sticks in or sets in, and you just be yourself, don't you? I think isn't that the same in any situation, though, Hilton? Where we do impress until we know the person, then we can relax into our very being.
That is a very good point that you have just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want in terms of choosing a partner for the rest of your life, first impression counts.
Yes.
Yeah, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Mm-hmm. Impression. And hence, what you need to be able to do is to suss this person out without the person realizing and recognizing and even putting on a stage show for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And similarly, you need to show your true colors. I'm not necessarily saying that you put on your home attitude or your home persona or facade or something like that. We need to show ourselves good. Now, here is the alternative.
Okay.
I guess you're waiting for
that. Oh, yes, absolutely.
What's the alternative?
Yes, indeed.
Now, first of all, I suggest to people that never accept a date. If you're a woman, do not accept a date.
Oh, my goodness.
However, mm-hmm. always posit an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
If someone asks you out for a date on Thursday night, mm-hmm. just kindly say, well, I'm not available on Thursday night, mm-hmm. but on Sunday, I'm actually going to be playing tennis. You're free to come along.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
that? Yes, yes.
Now, hence, what you're doing, you're taking control of where this is going.
I like that.
Secondly, you are actually bringing the person into your environment where you're comfortable and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the person doesn't show up,
mm-hmm.
you know, I chose tennis. It could be one of a number of different
yes.
things, any of your interests.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the person doesn't show up, you are going to be going to that event and enjoying yourself
anyway.
Yes, yes. If the person is not into tennis, you just say, well, I could teach you.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Come
mm-hmm.
along.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
Hence, when you're playing tennis, mm-hmm. both of your attention is on the game and having fun.
Yes.
And you see a lot more of the other person,
mm-hmm.
and the other person see a lot more of you, and both parties learn far more than if you're sitting across a dinner table
yes.
trying to eat with knife and fork
that you don't normally
that you don't normally
yeah. use.
So do you understand
I
the concept?
I do.